U.S. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack is using a project in Madison County to highlight a new federal program that's meant to promote infrastructure upgrades in rural parts of the country. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, the idea is to connect small communities with private money in an effort to revitalize rural America.
The new Rural Infrastructure Opportunity Fund provides $10 billion from a pot of private investment money to help small rural communities pay for projects ranging from water and wastewater systems to broadband expansion. Vilsack, visiting officials in Bridgeport, says CoBank, a national cooperative bank, has committed the cash for the projects that can often be too much for our rural community to handle.
A small bank in a community may not have the capacity to be able to fund multiple projects, may not have the capacity to do a large deal. They may not have the expertise to do a large deal. So this basically gives that commercial bank an opportunity to partner with CoBank that has the sophistication, has the capacity, has the personnel.
Madison County is using the fund to pay for sewer expansion that will allow homeowners to be on a municipal sewer line. Town of Sullivan Supervisor John Becker says they couldn't have done a deal like this on their own.
A lot of small towns, because the users are stretched out in rural areas, the infrastructure is so expensive they need grant money to help out.
The creation of the fund was announced during a White House Rural Opportunity Investment Conference in Washington last week. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.